voices of Delmarva are as diverse as our landscape. Today, we meet Lavinia Jefferson, who reflects on her life growing up in Somerset County.
I was born and reared in Chance.
So tell me about your life in Chance.
As a girl of 17, I raised a lot of my siblings. I lost my mother, and we were left with eight head of children. And I raised them. I graduated from Greenwood High School in Princess Anne in the year of 41. I've worked with foster kids and summer kids in Princess Anne, Maryland. I worked in the school system for 16 years before I retired. In the summertime, I worked with the migrant children. So I've been with kids just about all my life, and now I'm a foster grandparent, and I work for Shore Up as a volunteer. I stay on the road anyway, so I thought maybe I could do something, still help the children.
How do you think it has changed from, say, 30, 40 years ago until now?
Oh, my goodness, has it changed? It has been a lot of technology that we didn't have back there in those days. Everything is just about put on the computer and so forth. And you hardly really know which way to turn at my age, you would. But it's still inspiring. It's still inspiring. I love my age. I love to tell it, to know that I can still get around. I drive. I go to church. I work with the children. So at 86 years old, I think I'm still a teenager.
So Miss Lou, tell me a story or two about your life growing up in Chance in the Deal Island area, because I'm sure you've seen it grow a little bit from when you were a young girl until now.
During the time that I was growing up, we didn't have the things that we have now. It was sort of hard, but yet it was nice. It was nice growing up. It makes your mind go back a lot. My father was a waterman. He ushered during that time. They would go out in the bay, catch so many oysters, or they could catch as many as they want. My father, my mother, that's what they lived on. Him working on the water. At least she was a housewife, and she just reared the children. But he did dredge the Chesapeake Bay. He dredged in Cambridge and then he'd go away and stay and come back on the weekend. And we kids were so glad to see him on Friday because we got the best of everything when he came in.
You live near the house where you grew up, is that correct?
Yes, yes, on the same street. And the old home place is still sitting there.
Yes. I'm sure when you drive by or walk by the old home place,
oh,
it
yeah.
brings back memories.
It does. My mother, yes, it does. Brings back memories. And it was just a nice place, but no, I'm not planning on living there all my life. I'm going to try to sell my home and move in one of those retirement place house because I'm by myself now.
Mm-hmm. So education is a very prominent part of your life.
Very much.
Tell me why.
Well, I believe that everybody should have a little bit of education. Go as far as they can go. Try to get a high school diploma if they don't be able to go to college. I would have loved to go into college, but like I said, I was the mother to those children, and it just took that away from me. Or going to college or something like that. I survive. Oh, I just like to be here, right here in Chance. I like it. It's quiet. Time has really changed.
Times have changed.
Yes, it has changed.
How has that affected you in your life?
Well, I don't let that bother me. I just keep on moving because I know this is a fast day right now through here. It's not like it was years ago. So, you know, and just keep on moving. I'm old enough to sit down and not even get up anymore, but I still go because I like to be around people, and especially children. That's all I can say.
Thank you for spending this afternoon talking with us and sharing bits of your life.
You're more than welcome, my dear. You're more than welcome.
Lavinia Jefferson, one of the many voices of Delmarva. To hear the story again, please visit publicradiodelmarva.net.